SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The winds are fierce, the rains intense, the storm surge raging as Category 1 Hurricane Beryl pummels the Texas Gulf Coast after making landfall between Galveston and Corpus Christi several hours ago.
Hurricane Beryl strengthened before the center made landfall near Matagorda, Texas on the Gulf Coast with maximum winds of 80 miles an hour early this morning.
We're on the dirty side of the hurricane, the toughest side.
While the storm is forecast to lose strength over land, in Houston, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo cautioned residents.
It's going to be wet. It's going to be windy, and it's going to be dangerous.
Audio courtesy KTRK. Mark Richardson in the coastal community of Freeport, Texas, says the rain has people concerned.
The flooding is a big issue. If it stalls out and it hangs around, because even not stalling out, we're in an area where it's supposed to be like 8 to 10 inches of rain.
I'm Jennifer King.
Amid calls from some key Democrats for President Biden to abandon his reelection campaign, there's this. The Biden campaign sent approved questions to two radio hosts who interviewed the president following his disastrous debate performance.
Last week, Joe Biden was interviewed on two black radio shows in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. It was part of the campaign's effort to show that the president could answer questions and discuss his record. Over the weekend, Wisconsin host Earl Ingram said the Biden team gave him four questions in advance. Philadelphia radio host Andrea Lawful Sanders received a list of 8 predetermined questions from the campaign and used 4 of them. She has since lost her job. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing will plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge, according to the Department of Justice. This stems from 2 deadly 737 MAX crashes. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 19 points, NASDAQ futures down a fraction. This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down 5 paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors to the former owners of the artwork. This is SRN News. At least 23 people have been killed in a massive Russian missile attack on cities across Ukraine, including the capital, Kiev.
Truly apocalyptic scenes in Kiev, Ukraine's largest children's hospital hit by a Russian missile. There are pictures of people appearing to be ordinary residents of Kiev sifting through the rubble at the hospital, trying to save whoever's trapped. Children milling around outside the hospital. The building itself badly damaged. That's just one of the targets in Kiev. Other parts of the Ukrainian capital hit as well. In Kryvyi Rih, 10 people killed. So a truly horrible morning for Ukraine.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. After causing deaths and shattering records across the West over the weekend, long-running heat wave continues to grip parts of the U.S. Triple-digit temperatures predicted for large parts of the East Coast this week. SRNNews.com.